Further teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 45, The Final Years at Jagannath Puri, taken from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Ankya Lila, Chapter 16. Episode 8, Lord Chaitanya's Ecstatic Exhibitions, Part 6. This is the glory of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's causeless mercy, which even the demigods, headed by Lord Brahma, cannot estimate. All the devotees remained with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continuously for 4 months. Then Lord Chaitanya ordered them back to Bengal, and therefore they returned. As long as the devotees were in Nilachala or Jagannath Puri, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu maintained external consciousness. But after the devotees' departure, Lord Chaitanya's chief engagement was once again the madness of ecstatic love for Krishna. Throughout the entire day and night, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu directly relished Krishna's beauty, fragrance and taste, as if Lord Chaitanya were touching Krishna hand to hand. One day, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to visit the temple of Lord Jagannath, the gatekeeper at the Singhadwar approached Lord Chaitanya and offered respectful obeisances. Lord Chaitanya then asked the gatekeeper, "Oh, where is Krishna, my life and soul? Please, show me Krishna." Saying this, Lord Chaitanya caught the doorkeeper's hand, and the doorkeeper replied, "The son of Maharaj Nanda is here. Please, come along with me and I shall show you." Lord Chaitanya then said to the doorman, "You are my friend. Please show me where the Lord of my heart is." After Lord Chaitanya said this, they both went to the place known as Jagamohana, where everyone views Lord Jagannath. The doorkeeper then said, "Just see, here is the best of the personalities of Godhead. From here you may see Jagannath to the full satisfaction of your eyes." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed behind the huge column called the Garuda Stambha and looked upon Lord Jagannath. But as Lord Chaitanya looked, he saw that Lord Jagannath had become Lord Krishna with his flute to his mouth. In his book known as Gauranga Stava Kalpa Vriksha, Raghunath Das Goswami has described this incident very nicely. "Kva me kanta Krishna stvaritam iha tang lokaya sake tvam eveti dwaradipam abhivandan unmada iva drutang gachcha drastung priyam iti tad uktena dritatad bujantar gorango hridaya udayan mang madayati." "Oh, my dear friend, the doorkeeper, where is Krishna, the Lord of my heart? Kindly show Krishna to me quickly." And with these words, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu addressed the doorkeeper like a madman. The doorkeeper grasped Lord Chaitanya's hand and replied very hastily, "Come, see your beloved." "Oh, may that Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rise within my heart and thus make me mad also." The offering of food known as Gopala Vallabha Bhog was then given to Lord Jagannath, and arati was performed with the sound of the conch and the ringing of bells. When the arati finished, the prasadam was taken out, and the servants of Lord Jagannath came to offer some prasadam to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The servants of Lord Jagannath first garlanded Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and then offered Lord Chaitanya Jagannath's prasadam. The prasadam was so nice that its aroma alone, to say nothing of its taste, would drive the mind mad. Jagannath's prasadam was made of very valuable ingredients. Therefore, the servant wanted to feed Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu a portion of it. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tasted a portion of the prasadam. Govinda took the rest and bound it in the end of his wrapper. To Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the prasadam tasted millions upon millions of times better than nectar. And thus Lord Chaitanya was fully satisfied. The hair all over Lord Chaitanya's body stood on end, and incessant tears flowed from Lord Chaitanya's eyes. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thus considered, where has such a taste in this prasadam come from? Certainly it is due to its having been touched by the nectar of Krishna's lips. Understanding this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt an emotion of ecstatic love for Krishna. But upon seeing the servants of Lord Jagannath, Lord Chaitanya restrained himself. Lord Chaitanya said again and again, "Only by great fortune may one come by a particle of the remnants of food offered to Krishna." The servants of the Jagannath temple inquired, "What is the meaning of this?" Lord Chaitanya replied, "These are remnants of food which Krishna has eaten and thus turned to nectar with his lips. It surpasses heavenly nectar, and even such demigods as Lord Brahma find it difficult to obtain. Remnants left by Krishna are called phala. Anyone who obtains even a small portion must be considered very fortunate. One who is only ordinarily fortunate cannot obtain such mercy. Only persons who have the full mercy of Krishna can receive such remnants." The word Sukriti refers to pious activities performed by the mercy of Krishna. One who is fortunate enough to obtain such mercy receives the remnants of Krishna's food and thus becomes glorious. After saying this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bade farewell to all the servants of Jagannath. And after seeing the next offering of food to Lord Jagannath, a function known as Upala Bhog, Lord Chaitanya returned to his own quarters. After finishing his noon duties, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ate lunch. But Lord Chaitanya constantly remembered the remnants of Krishna's food. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed his external activities, but Lord Chaitanya's mind was filled with ecstatic love. With great difficulty, Lord Chaitanya tried to restrain his mind, but it would always be overwhelmed by very deep ecstasy. After finishing his evening duties, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat down with his personal associates in a secluded place, discussing the pastimes of Krishna in great jubilation. Following the indications of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Govinda brought the prasadam of Lord Jagannath. Lord Chaitanya sent some to Paramananda Puri and Brahmananda Bharati. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then gave shares of the prasadam to Ramananda Roy, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Swarup Damodara Goswami, and all the other devotees. As they tasted the uncommon sweetness and fragrance of the prasadam, everyone's mind was struck with wonder. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then said, "These ingredients, such as sugar, camphor, black pepper, cardamom, cloves, butter, spices and licorice, are all material. Everyone has tasted these material substances before. However, in these ingredients, there are extraordinary tastes and uncommon fragrances. Just taste them and see the difference in the experience. Now, apart from the taste, even the fragrance pleases the mind and makes one forget any other sweetness besides its own. Therefore, it is to be understood that the spiritual nectar of Krishna's lips has touched these ordinary ingredients and transferred to them all their spiritual qualities. A fragrance and taste that are uncommon and greatly enchanting, and which make one forget all other experiences, are attributes of Krishna's lips. This prasadam has been made available only as a result of many pious activities. Now, taste it with great faith and devotion." Loudly chanting the holy name of Hari, all of the devotees tasted the prasadam, and as they tasted it, their minds became mad in the ecstasy of love of God. Recorded July 7, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Krishna Pranamayi Radha, Radha Pranamayo Hari, Jivane Nidhane Nityam, Radha Krishna Gatir Mama. Krishna Pranamayi Radha, Radha Pranamayo Hari, Jivane Nidhane Nityam, Radha Krishna Gatir Mama. Krishna Pranamayi Radha, Radha Pranamayo Hari, Jivane Nidhane Nityam, Radha Krishna Gatir Mama. Jayatam Suratau Pangor Mama Manda Matergati Matsaravasva Padambojao Radha Madana Mohanao Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye. He Krishna Karana Sindhu Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Sri
Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hari Haraye Namaha Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopala Govindarama Sri Madhusudana Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda 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 Jaya Jaya Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Pranamayi Radha, Radha Pranamayo Hari, Jivane Nidhane Nityam, Radha Krishna Gatir Mama Radha Krishna Gatir Mama Radha Krishna Gatir Mama Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om Radha pervades the life force of Krishna, and Hari pervades the life force of Radha. In life or in death, Radha and Krishna are my eternal shelter.